much.
And good luck.
Okay.
Next case, please.
Our next case number, excuse me, our next case is number 12,143, Paul and Mary Ruder.
Ryder.
Okay. Seeking a variance from the side yard setback for a proposed structure under sections 115-42 and 115-181 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the west side of Blue Teal Road, approximately 465 feet north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37003 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 413. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 3.4-foot variance from the side yard for an HVAC on the south side. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and three mail returns.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Paul Ritter, 9718 Wildfire Lane, Bowen, Maryland, 207.
Thank you.
Mary Ritter, 9718 Wildfire Lane,
Maryland. Sir, can you step back up? Can you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Ryder. There was a small exhibit packet submitted that I believe you have. Mr. and Mrs. Ryder own lot 12 on Blue Teal Road in Swan Keys. A copy of the lot survey is in Exhibit A of the exhibit booklet.
We don't have an exhibit booklet. All we have is this application and this drawing.
Application.
Well, normally I hand them out at the meeting.
Yes.
But it was suggested at one meeting that I should hand them in earlier so that you would have them for the meeting.
I believe Mr. Fuquay and Ms. Headley indicated that she's going to go check. She does think that something was submitted, so she's going to go check to see if that is, and we'll
yes,
let him
do
the
that
record.
Again.
So,
in fact, I believe Mrs. V, you asked me to hand
I
him
did.
In earlier.
I did do that.
Growing pain, someone. So.
Sorry,
apologize for that.
Can't find word for it.
What did you wish for?
What?
There's a survey that shows a proposed new house on the lot.
Okay.
The lot,
and we do have that, Mr. Fuquay.
We have the drawing.
We have that.
And we got the drawing.
Okay, the lot is 40 feet wide by 102 feet in length. It contains 4,082 square feet. It's zoned GR, as is all of Swan Keys. And again, it fronts on Blue Teal Road, and then it borders on a lagoon in the rear. The Ryders proposed to construct a new home that would be about 24.4 feet wide by 56.4 feet in length. With a 10 by 20 foot porch on the rear. Because of the narrow 40 foot width and the size, a reasonably sized house couldn't be built on the property without variance from the 10 foot side yard setback requirements, which were required when the application was filed. As a result, there were four variances requested, a 5 yard side yard variance on the south side for the home, and a 4.4 and 5 yard or 5 foot variance on the other side for a covered landing, a shed, and a shower, and an 8.4 foot variance for the HVAC unit on the south. Now, this is what was really unusual. After this application was filed, the County Council amended the zoning ordinance to reduce the side yard setback requirements for smaller lots, and they defined that as lots under 10,000 square feet. I was away at the time, and when I came back, I found out basically the first three variances I applied for, I didn't need anymore. So that basically did away with all that. What it did leave, though, was the variance for the HVAC unit. And again, the reason for that change in the ordinance is something that the board would be the most familiar with as anybody, because you've heard so many applications for variances, particularly in some of the old manufactured home type developments, Cape Windsor, Keenwick, and Swan Keys over the years. And I know I've done two dozen of those applications in the last few years. In any event, that did away with the need for the first three variances because of the 5 foot setback now. And actually for the HVAC unit, rather than an 8.4 foot variance, basically, that's been reduced to a 3.4-foot variance because of the change in the setback. The other thing is the HVC platform is only 3.5 feet long. So the variance is a 3.4-foot side yard variance for about 3.5 feet, which would be the platform for the HVAC unit. As to the legal basis, the lot, as you know from other applications, it's a very small lot. It's only 40 feet wide. It only contains 4,082 square feet. Because of that, the reasonably sized house and HVAC unit cannot be placed on it. The practical difficulty was not created by the writers. It was created when the original layout of Swan Keys was placed there. And again, as you know from other applications in Swan Keys, originally the 40-foot lots were quite adequate for the single-wide manufactured homes that were placed there. But over the last 25 years, it's evolved into a significantly upgraded residential community with new homes replacing the older manufactured homes. And that has resulted in an attractive development and substantial increase in property values. Again, the only variance being requested is the 3.4-foot variance for just the width of the, or the length of the HVAC platform. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And in fact, as with similar homes in the development, this actually would improve things. Again, the board's aware of numerous variances that have been granted throughout the Swan Keys development because of the small lots. Exhibit B, which you don't have, basically shows the closest lots located to the rider's lot. And there's four, the yellow is the rider's lot. There's four lots directly across the street that have variances, and a lot adjacent to their home has variances. Basically, that's everything I have to present. Are there any questions you might have? And I would just ask Mr. and Mrs. Ryder if everything I just said is true and correct.
Is the proposed dwelling on the parcel at this time?
No. Construction, actually, again, this is very unusual. Construction has started, but that's okay because the construction meets the setback requirements. Not when I filed this, but after the council changed the ordinance.
Okay.
All right. We'll see if there's any.
That's never happened.
You're just trying to keep them cool for the when the summer comes.
Well, I almost got to put out a business on it, you know?
Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Thank you.
Except where's your support material?
Ms. McKee.
I don't have any more questions.
Mayors?
No questions, Mr. Chairman. No questions.
I have no questions. Mr. Sharp?
I take it the HVAC couldn't be relocated to the other side of the house. Is there design reasons for that?
There's design reasons because on the other side of the house, it's kind of busy because there's a shower, there's outside storage, and then there's the steps with the landing. And there's numerous other HVAC units in that area that have similar setbacks. It's kind of been the precedent.
How tall is the house?
One story.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variances as requested. I'm familiar with the area. And I believe that they meet all criteria for a variance.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Mears, that we approve case number 12,143. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,143 is approved.
Okay, thank you very much. And just for the record, I'll give Mr. Sharp a copy of the exhibits in case they
that we can get that up in the record then, Mr.
Peacock. Okay, from now on, just bring them that night and give them to us at the beginning. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,144, Kathy Kamak. seeking variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks for existing and proposed structures under Section 115-25, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the west side of Taft Avenue, approximately 212 feet south of Old Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 38824 Taft Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 159. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 0.9-foot setback in the rear from a 15-foot required rear for the structure for the existing dwelling. 6 feet variance from the required 15-foot rear for stairs. 1.5 feet from the required 15-foot rear for the structure, as well as 3.7 feet from the 5-foot required side yard setback. Looks like for outdoor HVAC units, a covered porch, and an outside shower. And a 4.8 foot variance from the 5-foot required front for a proposed addition. We received three letters of support. One from property owners of 38818 Taft Avenue, direct neighbors adjacent to the subject property. They are in favor and approve their request, seeking variances for side and front setbacks on their property. Walter Wright, property owner at 38832 Taft Avenue, two houses down from the subject property, is in favor and approve of the request on variances from the front and side setbacks. And finally, Paul and Gladys King, owners of property located at 38813, 38817, and 38821 Taft Avenue, provide a letter as confirmation of their support to approve the variance request being applied for by Kathy from their reference. We received zero letters of opposition and one mail return.